And we're learning a little more today about four bodies found yesterday in Texas near the Rio Grande River, two infants, a toddler, and a 20-year-old woman. The deaths come as Democrats in the White House begin negotiations on a new law for granting asylum to migrants. The president gave Democrats 2 weeks to fix the current asylum laws. Reynaldo Leaños Jr. is border and immigration reporter for Texas Public Radio. He's on Skype from Mission, Texas. Reynaldo, we have no idea if this woman and these children were seeking asylum. What do we know about them?
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't know too much right now. I mean, like you said, this started yesterday with a tweet, actually, from the Hidalgo County Sheriff, Eddie Guerra. He tweeted last night saying that border agents had come across four bodies by the Rio Grande. As of right now, the FBI is leading the investigation because the bodies were found on federal land. And it appears, the FBI is saying that it appears that they were undocumented immigrants. And since this is early in the stages of investigation, they were also assessing that it appeared they may have died from dehydration and heat exposure. But the next step is to conduct an autopsy to figure, you know, what exactly happened here.
Yeah, to make sure there was no foul play as well. But I mean, it's horrific. But how unusual is it? Three small children.
Yeah, I mean, so to give some context to the conversation, I mean, just last year, I mean, according to CBP data, there were about 283 deaths that occurred along the entire southwestern border, and about 100 of those deaths happened in the Rio Grande Valley sector, which is where I live and where these four recent deaths occurred. And, you know, I mean, the Rio Grande Valley is an area that sees the most and has seen for a while, you know, the most apprehensions and crossings taking place. I mean, the most recent numbers right now, year to date numbers, say that about 600,000 migrants have been apprehended within the entire southwestern border as of right now. And these numbers, you know, have already surpassed some of the total apprehensions for some previous years as well.
Yeah. And talk about the landscape. Where was this?
So, yeah, these deaths happened southeast of a wildlife management area. It was southeast of Alzandúas Park. These areas, I mean, especially like near the border, you know, tend to be like more ranch land, more scrub, like, you know, dry areas as well. And right now, I mean, during the summer, you know, in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, temperatures can reach up to the hundreds, you know. So this is a really dry and hot area to be in. And it, especially, I mean, very dangerous for, you know, migrants crossing.
Well, and again, we don't know anything about this. What we do know is it's hard to imagine being in your 20s and trying to make this crossing with two infants and a toddler. Just unimaginable. But remind us, why might they have been in that area seeking asylum and not at a legal port of entry?
Yeah, I mean, so there was an inspector general's report that came out last year, and it talked about policies under the Trump administration, you know, like metering, which is when people go to legal ports of entry and only a certain amount of people are allowed in. This inspector general report found that policies like metering can sometimes lead to migrants crossing in between ports of entry. And a local organization in down here in the Valley, the Texas Civil Rights Project, actually tweeted out earlier today that this is tragic and horrendous story and that it happened in our community and that these deaths are a result of inhumane militarization on the border by both the U.S. and Mexican governments. And the Texas Civil Rights Project said enough is enough.
Reynaldo Leaños Jr., border and immigration reporter for Texas Public Radio. Reynaldo, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.